medical supplies. It is not a distribution center. It is an office space where people reach out by telephone, have direct client contact, and there is a warehouse facility located elsewhere that ships directly to the clients. And the business sells supplies related to ostomy needs, urological needs, incontinence, and diabetic supplies. There are specialized employees, highly trained, well compensated. They expect to grow, hopefully, to about 10 employees. Right now they have about 5, and they've grown out of their space that they have. And as we submitted at the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing on the matter, there's no impact to the surrounding community, and that we believe, actually, that there's neighbors who have submitted statements in support. And if the council has any questions for Mr. Schwerer, I would turn the podium over to him.
Okay. Any questions from council?
It's unimproved, correct? The parcel?
I'm sorry, there's a house on the parcel?
There is a house. Okay.
There is a house there.
There is a house hidden in there, okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And oh, that one.
And is that the house that's being used
next
for
door
this?
To, right, no, but there, this
right,
is
there, the house in there.
There's a house in there also. Right, okay.
I have some photos that I brought with me if you would like me to show you.
Why don't you pass those, yeah, Ms. Cornwell, please? And in follow-up to Mr. Cole's question, the dwelling that's on the property, is that what is going to be used for this facility?
Yes.
So there's no improvements are going to be necessary other than the home at this point?
Right.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
And so, you know, was there a parking scheme or anything?
There's parking already on site that has been expanded to. There's a gravel area that has been added.
And that's all within our code?
Well, if the conditional use is approved, it would have to go through the site plan process, and we will look at the parking as part of
right,
the
okay,
site
yeah,
plan.
No, I know.
And I believe one of the conditions was to ensure that parking was complied with.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I'm familiar with the house. That's why I thought there was a house, and I'm looking at it. I couldn't see it in those trees.
It's hiding right. In the trees.
Hiding in the trees.
Where's the business located now?
I will let my client speak to that.
Sure. Step up, please.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Same to you.
We're located at 32828 Reba Road in Millville, Delaware, in a 720-square-foot office.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Any other questions from council?
Go ahead. The conditions, I mean, are they listed here yet?
Yes, yep. There are conditions as part of this. There were conditions 4A through J, which included limitations on the site, the fact that it did have to go through final site plan as well.
All right, I'm trying to find these conditions.
Right there. Don't you have it there?
Page 2.
No, where your finger is.
Right where I am on Cedar. Well, it says west side of Cedar Creek Road, Route 1. Is this where that's the wrong ones? I think I got the right wrong one. Let me go back here. Let me go back.
Very first one on the list.
Yep, page 2.
Right. I'm going backwards. It went too far.
You have my copy?
Yeah, let me see. I don't see them. For some reason, I don't see on my first one here.
Here, let me pull it up. Allow me to
assist you. I can do right here. I'll look right here. There was something in here I believe or I saw in the testimony that there was hours of operation. Is there anything in here reflecting hours of operation on these conditions?
No. Looking at the conditions,
right?
I do not see any.
No, there is none.
Okay, good. Okay. No, that was one part that I didn't think we needed, but I did think I saw it, read it there. Okay.
Yes, Ms. Go ahead.
Is it this is just a sales office, right? So you're going to
yes.
The salesman leave from there, go out and sell, and then a warehouse then ships direct.
Well, actually, it's all inside sales. Our patients are located throughout the country, and we're doing new orders and reorders for our existing patients by telephone, by internet, and when they do their order or their reorder of their supplies, we fax their orders to our wholesaler, who then drop ships directly to the patients for a fee.
Okay, so this is where you're going to house your internet department, essentially.
Yeah, our internet and our telephone, which is basically everything that we are.
Okay. Good, thank you.
If there are no other questions from council, did you have anything else to present?
Well, our hours of operation, somebody mentioned that, is 9 to 4 Monday through Thursday, or 9 to 5 Monday through Thursday, and 9 to 4 on Friday. No nights, no weekends. We do expect to keep growing the way we've been growing and hopefully add 4 to 5 new jobs within the next 2 years. They'll be high-paying, high-tech jobs because it requires a lot of training, believe it or not, to do what we do because of the Medicare environment. We should have little or no impact on the area as far as traffic because we come in the morning and we stay there till we leave in the afternoon. There's no inventory being delivered, no trucks coming. Very, very rarely do any salespeople call on us.
And no customers.
And there's no customers coming, yeah.
Okay.
Thank
you. If there was nothing else,
Let me just clarify, because when we approve a conditional use, it runs with the land. So what is this actually going to be referred to? I see it says there's no building contractors or subcontractors. Is it just office space? And it can be, so if they end up growing again and getting so big, they want to sell that or move on, can other people come in without a whole lot of hassle? Or would some of these conditions referencing medical supplies and devices?
It was advertised in the ordinance as an office.
Just office?
Just office.
Okay. Okay. So then a real estate office could use that site without having to go through another hearing in the future?
Correct.
Okay. But not a contractor and not a...
No contractor, no contractor yard, just an office.
And workshop. Okay.
Okay. Is there anyone, you can have a seat.
No.
Is
Thank
there
you.
Anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone that would like to speak in favor of the application? Seeing none. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, unless there are other questions, we can close the public hearing on this matter and close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. We'll give the council close public comment. And I ask Mr. Moore to read a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 25,163 square feet, more or less, for reasons given by planning and zoning enumerated as 1 through 3 with conditions by planning and zoning 4A through J.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion we approve the changes, or not changes, but the conditional use application.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson, to approve conditional use number 2062 for the reasons and with conditions as stated. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
We should be given reasons why we're voting yes or no, but I'll give some reasons for everybody. I'll vote yes. I believe that the area is proven to be a mixed-use area across the street. I think there's a guy that has a B1, I believe it is. And the city of Millville, just close down the road, is rezoned property, I think, as to commercial in their plan, correct?
You can see the yellow on the screen. That would be the town boundary.
Okay. And so I feel that then that this use would be would fit for the area and not be out of character. Yes.
I also agree. I think it does fit the area. I think it would have virtually no negative impact on the community. And for the reasons stated and the conditions applied, I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next.
The next is conditional use number 2063, filed on behalf of Michael and Faith Whaley. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office and storage area for U-Haul vehicles and trailers to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 34,788 square feet, more or less, located on the west side of Cedar Creek Road, Route 30, approximately 130 feet north of Fork Road, Road 270A. The tax map is District 330, Map 15, Parcel 60.01. The 911 address is 7512 and 7524 Cedar Creek Road, Lincoln. The Planning Commission held a public hearing on January 12, 2017. At that meeting, staff noted that there was a staff analysis that was submitted as part of the record, and that there were some agency comments that were received. There was also a survey included as part of the record. At that meeting, the Planning Commission recommended approval for the conditional use for the proposed storage office for U-Haul, with a number of conditions that would be 4A through 4K. Thank you.
Okay. Is there, Mr. Whaley, would you like to come forward, please? I should say Mr. and Mrs. Whaley.
Okay. My name is Michael Anthony Whaley, Sr. The address is 7524 Cedar Creek Road in Lincoln, Delaware.
Okay. If you want to go ahead and give us your presentation, what you're planning to do.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. I am seeking approval for a conditional use to rent out U-Haul equipment consisting of trucks and trailers on the property. We currently have a small business on the property, and part of U-Haul requirement is that you have to have a business prior in order to rent out their equipment. Short and sweet.
Okay. Are there other businesses nearby this one, or what kind of, are there residences nearby?
There are residents normally south and north, and across the road is also some residents.
Okay. Any questions from council?
Is this the LI2?
No.
No, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm looking on this. Okay, this is just a
conditional use 263. Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
Is there adequate room on the site for, and how many trucks, trailers do you anticipate being there?
The answer, first question, yes. I own approximately 4 acres there, but although that's not what I'm seeking, conditional use only for a certain one of the parcels. I have 3 parcels there, but just one. The trucks and trailer varies, but the most I've ever seen at one time is between 9 and 10, but because they come in and go on a regular basis. Sometimes there's months when you have no equipment, none, nothing.
Are these the kind of just like a residential, I'm moving from one side of the state to the other side of the state, or are you talking about larger U-Haul? I know U-Haul rents, or these leasing companies have big trucks, or they can have just the kind of, you know, a residential user would use.
Yes, sir. It's normally residential, small trucks.
Okay, I got you.
But they can go in town, they call it, and stay and come right back to the same deal, or they go out the state to different locations.
Because I think when they allude to the idea of do you have enough space, you said you had 4 acres, which probably includes the space outside of the...
Yes, it does. But even that space within is still more than enough.
Yeah, because you're not, theoretically, yes. You're not supposed to be parking there.
Amen. That's correct. Yes.
You got to keep it all within there. That, okay. That, and is there a reason why you didn't just include the whole site, maybe as a conditional use?
Well, at the time, the... that one area is where we had the one business, and that's where, I guess, what U-Haul, you have to have a business, and it's only on that one site. It's not on the other 2 pieces.
Okay, now the business you currently have there is, I hate to ask this, is it zoned properly?
Yes, sir, that is.
And what is it?
It's a hair salon.
Hair salon. So is that a conditional use also?
Yeah, that's conditional prior, yes.
Okay.
That was back
okay.
in
so 1990s. There is a, okay, I didn't, okay.
It's
okay.
been a while for that one.
So on this site, there is a prior conditional use. Is that right, Jen? Is that what we're saying? Because I didn't see that.
I may have that.
It depends on the number of chairs and the number of employees. Because if
yes.
it's just one, it would be a home occupation.
And it's just one when
oh,
we
just
did
one.
It.
It's a home occupation.
Okay, so
it's,
a home, okay. So it's not a conditional use.
Not a conditional use, but
gotcha.
It's a permitted home occupation within that zoning classification.
Bingo. Okay, that clears it up. All right.
Okay, any other questions?
Yes. You mentioned 9, but the condition says no more than 2.
So no more than two?
That's what this says right
here. Oh, okay. When I thought you told me no more than 20. So I said no more than two.
This says two.
That seems awful small.
That is small. At the hearing, they told me no more than 20. Unless
maybe that's a typo.
I believe that's a typo because I believe the motion was no more than 11. Because I believe at the Planning Commission, what, you said
I know they told me 20 when I came up late. We'll they verify said
verify the actual.
So
20 sounds strong. Two sounds light.
Two sounds too little, but 20 sounds like too many.
But it'd never be 20. But that's what they told me. No more.
And they is planning.
Planning and zoning, yes, sir. I'm sorry, at the commission.
Janelle, is there a way to check that now?
I can go look into that. I'm with you. If you give me a minute, I can go look into that. I don't have that in the file itself. Sure. I'd have to step out for a minute or two.
Sure. Yeah, what is, we'll take a breather. Hang on just a second while she runs down and looks at it.
What is the number of parking that you can get in there with? If the number's 2 or 20, can you park 20?
Yeah, it's an acre. I can move, yes, more than that, way more than that.
But you got the home and the buildings on there, right?
Yes, sir. But they're on different areas, and where the U-Haul is going to be parked is directly behind the shop, which is quite a.
Go over there and point to where you're going to park the vehicles.
Bring this area back here.
Back. Okay. Okay. Back in that square. Okay. Yeah, it's tight. I mean,
But the biggest piece of equipment you have is the 26-foot truck. That is the largest, but the majority is trailers and the smaller trucks. Pickup trucks.
Okay, when she gets back, we'll have her a minute or two. Just take a short pause. You can have a seat if you want to. She gets back.
How big a piece of land is it?
That's an acre. That piece there.
I was saying somebody 4 acres too tight.
But there is, when he looks at all the land he owns there.
He owns the other acre.
Yeah, while you're standing up there, I guess I could ask it, will you have some displayed up along the road, the frontage?
I could, but I don't
put it there. Well, she's not here right now. Well, I have to ask, what is the setback? Or IG, do you know what the setback would be off of a?
Well, I don't know the feet, no. But it says here no vehicles parked in the front yard setback.
Okay.
Right.
Which is what, 30 feet?
Well, if it was, is it AR1? If it's AR1, it's normally a 40-foot setback.
30 to 40, somewhere, yeah. I guess they'll okay.
So with that condition, you can't park them in the front.
Okay. Right. And okay. Which is great. I don't want them. They're eyesore. Okay. I like the vehicle.
Well, yeah, that's part of the problem. You're the first one to come in with a conditional use in this whole area for something like this, and it could set a precedent where other neighbors might want to start running businesses and stuff. So we have to be concerned about the underlying residential zone. So the priority for us is to protect the residential characteristics of this area. Yes. So I guess that's probably why planning and zoning didn't want a whole bunch of vehicles parked along the front of a road out in the country, like you say, for aesthetic. So that's probably where we are on that. Okay. All right.
If you park them anyways, you can park them within 10 feet of the road, correct?
I'm sorry, I missed you.
I said if they're parked anyways, you can park them within 10 foot of the road, because if a house when it's turned sideways, it has to be 40 feet.
Oh, I see.
And,
yes,
and
sir.
A house built in weights to the roof has to be 10 feet.
10 feet.
What? And Sam, are you telling me? You better check that.
Yeah. Am I right, Mr.
The road would be considered the frontage, so if no matter how you would turn it, it would still have to be
based on the road.
You got side yard setback, not
right.
Front yard setback.
Yeah. Sometimes there's a corner lot where there's two roads, and depending which one you face, that's 40, the other might be 10.
When it comes to my park, on one side of the house, I could had in ways had to be.
You don't have a park. You have a mobile subdivision.
Mobile subdivision.
Oh, now we're getting down to it.
But this is on tape, Sam. You better be careful.
That's why I'm glad you corrected me.
Mm-hmm.
But now on that position, Arnold, I don't have to be 10 feet from the road, correct?
Sam, this is his public hearing.
Yeah, this
yours.
Is his.
Yeah, not yours, Sam.
We're not giving legal advice to the council, councilman.
I just say
I hope she hurries back.
I was just thinking that's the way it could be. I wasn't sure, but of course we change her every day, so it doesn't matter.
There you go.
There you go.
And George gets done with Lord only knows what it's going to be.
Sam, there's a lot of pressure being the benevolent dictator of Sussex
benevolent.
County. Emphasis is on the benevolent.
Benevolent, yes, sirree. That's what they call it, George Benevolent Cole.
That's right. That's the B. You got her, Mike. That's all right.
Good.
That's good.
We'll talk about you
next. We want the World Wide Web to understand that. You are on the World Wide Web. So people in India, Pakistan, China are watching this.
And the rest of you
they want to know what's the results. They're probably hanging on the edge of their seats, wondering where this girl went. She's probably over there at Papa John's getting a pizza. What were we asking her to get? Do we remember?
The number of vehicles approved.
Oh, yeah. Approved. Okay, gotcha.
Or recommended from P&Z.
Hope she don't forget. And George did. I'm like you, George. I'd probably forget what's going on, too.
I hear her. She's back. She's back.
She's back.
She's back.
Okay, here we go. Roll them.
Back to the board.
I apologize it took so long. It was 20 vehicles that was part of the motion.
Okay.
So the two was at the missed the zero.
Missed the zero.
Okay.
You were absolutely
I believe you all the time. All right, no problem.
Okay. Were there any other questions from counsel of this applicant? If not, then you could have a seat. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, unless there are other questions from council, the public hearing can be closed and we can close the public record if council.
Close public hearing? It's okay with council, close public record. Mr. Moore, if you read a short title.
Yes, it's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office and storage area for U-Haul vehicles and trailers to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 34,788 square feet, more or less, for reasons 1 through 3 as given by planning and zoning, with conditions 4A through K. And we'd like to point out that in the packet there was a typo, and 4I should have read no more than 20 U-Haul vehicles or trailers.
Pleasure, Council.
So,
motion, Mr. Wilson, second.
Second.
Mr. Arlette, to approve conditional use 2063 for the reasons stated by planning and zoning, with the conditions stated by planning and zoning, with the correction made that number of vehicles or trailers would be no more than 20.
Right.
Questions on that motion?
Any concern about the number of vehicles from the council? There was some, that 20 on that size of property would be a lot.
I think it sounds a little high.
It's your.
Okay. But without the parking plan,
it's hard to determine. I got you.
If it is determined it's too many, then they would adjust that, correct?
Well, no, that runs with the zoning and runs with the property. The 20 would be a fixed number we would be stuck with.
Won't P&Z see a site plan?
Yes, they will.
Right.
And 20 doesn't fit, 20 parking spaces doesn't fit, then they can't have 20.
Correct.
Correct. Yeah. Parking spaces allow 15. That's all they could have. Regardless of what this says, if it doesn't fit in the parking layout, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
This includes the driveway and...
They'll have to have an adequate driveway. They'll have to be able to turn around. They'll have to meet, you know, any kind of requirements from...
I got a suggestion. Can we say this ever, that the number of vehicles will be contingent upon number of parking places approved by the P&Z Commission's site plan approval process? Could we just, whatever they come up with? because we don't know. Like IG says, we do not know what, and he's not probably even sure either once you get the, where you designate your parking area and stuff. That's,
if I can just say one thing, I have never seen a dealer have that many vehicles.
Oh, I know. That's
they
right.
Were not allowed. Did you want the corporate company?
Okay, the public hearing party is over. Oh, so okay. What I would suggest, which you could modify 4I to state no more than the 20 U-Haul vehicles or trailers or similar vehicles and trailers or rent as determined as part of the final site plan approval process.
Okay, does that, would you understand that wording?
Yes.
That makes sense. So when you go back to the
submission, more we're going to need to go back and amend.
There would need to be, we've read it, we just need a motion to amend it as I stated, adding in the words no more than 20 U-Haul vehicles or trailers or similar vehicles or trailers for rent may be stored on site at any one time subject to the review of the final site plan.
I'll make
well what we need sound. What we need to do is we need to have Mr. Barlett withdraw his second, Mr. Wilson withdraw his motion.
Yes, that is correct.
I will withdraw my second.
Withdraw your motion. Now we can make a motion to amend. Who wants to make that motion?
I'll make the motion. We amend and use the wording as stated by our county attorney moments ago, or he may say it one more time.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson, to make the amendment. Mr. Moore, you want to read that, please?
Yes, no more than 20 U-Haul vehicles or trailers or similar vehicles and trailers for rent may be stored on the site at any one time subject to the planning and zoning final site plan review.
Okay, everyone understands that amendment?
Question.
Okay, Colt, yes, question, Mr. Burton.
So, Janelle, if the site plan shows that 14 units is what you can park here with everything else that's going on, that becomes the total number of units that's allowed on this conditional use?
Correct.
So the 20 goes away.
Correct. If, again, if they can only physically fit 14, they're going to max out at 14.
And conversely, not to belabor this, conversely, if somehow it showed they could park 25.
They would max out.
Park 20.
Correct.
It can't be more than 20, but it might be less than 20 when you get the site plan done.
But the number will reflect the total. Eventually, there'll be a total number that gets recorded.
There'll be a total number that will get approved as part of the final site plan.
That number is related to the parking spot, so it could be 14 or 18, or but that'll become the maximum amount of number when that happens.
Correct, and that condition of approval will be on that site plan before we will be able to stamp it approved.
Okay.
All right. Any more questions?
I think we're all right.
If not, we're voting now on this amendment only, okay? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Now then.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office and storage area for U-Haul vehicles and trailers to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 34,788 square feet, more or less, for reasons given by planning and zoning as 1 through 3 with conditions 4A through K as amended.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to approve conditional use 2063 for the reasons stated with the conditions as amended. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes, per planning and zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Burton.
Yes, for planning and zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes, on recommendation of P&Z.
Colbert.
Yes, I'll support the recommendations of the Planning and Zoning Commission as amended.
I also agree with as amended by the by us and suggested by Planning and Zoning. I'll make a motion we approve that. I'm voting yes on that, obviously, and it is approved.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is change of zone number 1811, filed on behalf of Dustin Yoder. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an LI2 light industrial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 1.079 acres, more or less, located on the northwest side of Shawnee Road, Route 36, approximately 3,500 feet northeast of Coonden Road, Road 628. The tax parcel is District 430, Map 3, Parcel 11.01, and it's a portion of. The 911 address is 10862 Shawnee Road, Harrington. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on January 12th, and as part of that record, it included a staff analysis, a survey, and several agency reports from several agencies for comments. At that meeting, the Planning Zoning Commission did recommend approval of the application for the change in zone from AR1 to LI2. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions from council?
Just explain the map of the white's already LI2 or the...
Correct.
That's
the
already LI2.
Majority of the property is already currently
so
zoned.
So we're just doing expanding the permit from there?
Yes.
I get it.
Okay. If there are no further questions, Mr. Yoder.
Good afternoon. Dustin Yoder, 309 Governors Avenue, Greenwood. We're seeking an expansion of the light industrial. We have plans to build more space, and one of the buildings would basically straddle the property line there, the existing property line. Also, if we build, we need some additional turnaround space, basically a yard gravel space. So that's the biggest reason.
Any questions from council?
What's that white area in the back there where the 80 and 80 is?
A cell phone tower. The property line doesn't quite mesh with the aerial.
So the cell tower is not going to be on this parcel?
Correct.
It's on another parcel.
It's on another parcel.
So this is simply an expansion for the addition, the business that's already there?
Correct. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
Okay. If there are no additional questions from council, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter if there's no additional questions from council. And if council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearings. Okay with council, close public record.
So moved.
And Mr. Moore, read a short title.
Yes, thank you. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a LI2 light industrial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 1.079 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 7.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Wilson, to approve change of zone 1811 for the reasons as read the record at the planning and zoning 1 through 7. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes, per planning and zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Burton.
Yes, per planning and zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes. Recommendation of P&Z.
Mr. Cole.
Yes, for the same reasons.
I also agree with planning and zoning's recommendations, and I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Yoder.
Have a good afternoon. Keep going. Motion to adjourn.
Wait, that's my job.
Okay.
Do we have to?
I'll make a motion. We adjourn.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
I'm going to read.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
I thought this was extending into late the wee hours.
If I don't get a second, we can't go anywhere. So
I'm going to second it.
Oh, motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett, to adjourn. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
I'm going to say yes.
Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. We're now adjourned.